When the fantasy has ended and all the children are gone.
In his stretchy pants and no shirt.
Something good inside me.
I fucked up already.
Helps me to carry on.
Oh shit.
I ate some bugs. I ate some grass. I used my hands to wipe my tears. To kiss your mouth. I break my vows.
No, wait, Jose.
Unless you want to,
then we'll break our vows together.
And turn it up.
Encarnacion.
Welcome to the Chase the Medical Podcast.
Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter?
Those guys were a couple of wusses, huh?
Why have you given me this desire to wrestle and then made me such a stinky warrior?
I don't know why you always have to be judging me. Because I only believe in science.
What?
Go, Steven.
This is the worst lunch I ever had.
Welcome to the Chase Domenico Podcast.
I'm so 35.
And today we are honoring Nacho.
It's a 35 or
35. How come you're not baptized?
Because I never got around to it, okay?
Do you remember that one time when everyone was shouting my name?
Yeah.
And I used my strength to rip my blouse.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And I saw them knock you unconscious, all
right? Because I love the way he says that.
It just deflates the whole story right back down.
Is it 35 or 34?
34.
Well, welcome.
Orphans.
Orphans.
Smile and be happy.
Miami. Oh, no.
Please, turn this shit up.
I am singing. It's my turn to sing at the party.
Lane
Ramsey's.
Everyone is dancing, happy parties.
This is my favorite line in his face. But Ramsey's, he's not dancing. He does not dance at the parties.
Looking right in his fucking eyes, man.
It's like, are you the motherfucker who came up to me and I had to push, you monk?
What?
Why is the monk playing bass at my party, man?
Hey.
Hey.
Let go my blouse.
Let go my blouse. Oh, yeah. Mi solamente.
Me gusta ser tú. I need to sit right next to Nacho.
Y el más que tú. Ojos negros para la cantanela.
The interns are back in Oaxaca.
My Spanish sucks, yo.
It's fucking awesome.
Thanks,
welcome,
man.
welcome everybody to the Chase Domenico Podcast.
Episode 34.
And today we are honoring Nacho Libre.
Aren't you tired of getting dirt kicked in your face?
Yes.
I am.
This is chapter four.
Here's some more. Will Ferrell is the king around here,
fuck
and
yeah.
He can stop by anytime.
I'm gonna get an extension cord.
Hey, interns, come on.
Jackie, semi bro, baby.
Kevin wants us to win this game. Everybody love everybody!
Yeah. Yeah. Love the president!
This podcast is rated PG-13, D.Y.
For fuck. You must listen to it at maximum volume,
yeah.
Just like the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack. Because this is a rock and roll podcast.
And for new listeners who might not understand what the Inception train is all about, Dee, what is it about?
Well, first of all, At Chasing Domenico was reviewed as a runaway train.
Yeah. Interns,
but in a good way!
That was the inspiration for
right.
And it's to bring everybody into
this
my dream,
yeah.
To blast off to Planet Tolmac.
The Tolmac family.
Tolmac is Camelot backwards.
Right.
Where you can be your alter ego and feel like your best self for an hour. It's an invitation to go back to the sandbox
yeah.
And have some fucking fun.
I hit this joint.
and have some fun.
Hit this joint and have some fun.
Grandma's boy.
Think of it as a staycation.
Okay.
Right? The world is in a state of chaos. We are all demoralized, and we need to come back to life.
Okay,
I feel the best way to bring our life force back is to play. Play awakens your life force. Play inspires in creativity. And clearly, I like to play.
And you see the light coming off
the
your
motto
chair, man.
Is laughter is medicine.
Yes.
There's the inception train. Trust me, I've been on the candles. Strap in.
Yeah, okay.
Next stop, Planet Tolmac. Yeah. Transform. Yeah. You like the bubble machine, bitches?
Yeah, strobe light going.
Welcome to Planet Tolmac. Boom ba cha cha. Boom ba cha cha. What the fuck am I saying? Cha cha. Boom, boom,
mucho
bang!
Muchacha.
This is a mythological, magical planet where
yes.
demigods are here and kicking it.
You get me jacked up, man.
You can be your alter ego like Dungeons and Dragons
yeah.
and have magical powers
yeah.
like Harry Potter and Twilight!
Boom!
Hey!
Home to Zion, Rainbow yeah. Land, and Pleasure Town.
Yeah.
We all have healthcare
it's
here on
better,
Planet
better,
Tolmac.
Man.
And Will Ferrell is president.
Yeah!
Tim Brady is VP. Don't ask me how
okay.
that's possible.
All right, fuck
and
it.
Johnny Knoxville is the mayor.
Come with me to Rainbow Land, where unicorns are made of fudge and cotton candy.
Interns.
And everything is free!
I am Queen D. Morpheus, the siren.
I am WT Wizard, the shapeshifter.
Hey! There are mythological fairies
yeah.
flying around here. That's Jack Fairy, our
yes.
tour guide here.
Yeah.
He tells us where the fuck we're going
where
next.
Where are we going?
There's even a fairy circle on the floor here for the little folk.
Right.
Fairy circle on the floor for little folks. Say
that
shit five times fast.
Fairy circle on the
Don't
floor
bother.
For little folk. Okay.
My two dogs are here on Planet
yes.
Tolmac, and they get magical powers.
Okay.
My 12-year-old pug Lola turns
yeah.
into the pug fairy.
Yeah.
Love you, my angel pie. Seizure free.
Yes,
and my 14-year-old grumpy, cute, Ewok-looking Shih Tzu Shakespeare
yeah.
gets a voice, and he likes to talk to us, baby. What do you want to say to Mama today, puppy?
Do you think that chicken is better or fish? Chicken, right?
Chicken, right?
Fuck you.
Hey, hey. Puppy just gets odder and odder.
Fuck
man.
You.
He comes back for an encore performance, bro. Go, puppy.
I love you, my boy.
He's 14. He's still doing
oh,
it.
Oh, all right, Jack Fairy saying, come on, man.
My favorite color is
yes.
light tan. My favorite animal is
puppies.
I like serving the Lord.
Puppies.
Hiking,
yeah.
play volleyball.
You gotta be kidding me.
I love serving the Lord.
Everything you just said. It's my favorite
thing,
thing
to
do.
Interns
every
day. From our theme today,
I gotta
not
calm down.
Gray. Hey, D.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Ouija boards.
All right. So
everybody that loves the paranormal has a Ouija board story.
Yes.
We all heard in episode 30 that my first time I popped my cherry of Ouija boards was
in a supercharged environment of Amityville.
Right.
That's insane.
Right. The backyard.
I have.
Leaning against the boathouse. Go ahead.
I mean, I have a little bit less charged.
Come on.
First time. Anyway, I was very young and my friend had dabbled in the Ouija before. So one day I was over playing at his house. He set up a table. He wrote the letters on a little piece of paper, spread
yeah.
them out, got a teacup. We started rolling.
Okay.
It's going. We're getting answers. We're getting talked to. All of a sudden, this name keeps coming up a couple times in a row.
Okay.
We as kids don't know how to cleanse, how to close out a Ouija and protect ourselves. So
yeah.
we just played for a while, got bored, left.
Okay.
I went home. About 45 minutes later, his mother calls me up, livid. She's like, what were you doing at my house?
Don't you want a little taste of the glory?
See what it tastes like.
No.
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 That's from Nacho Libre.
No.
Like, you know, not knowing if my friend had really let it out that we were doing the Ouija or not.
So you didn't want a little taste of the glory to see what it tastes like.
No.
Right.
And she's like, what were you doing at my house? She's like, the energy in this house is crazy. There's so much crazy shit in this house. So,
interesting.
Yeah. And obviously she knew much more about the Ouija and the
yeah,
evil
clearly,
and the energy
clearly.
Of it than I knew.
Because most parents don't just walk into a place
no.
and are affected by energy.
No. Right. When I spoke to my friend later, he's like, my mother came in the door and she lost her shit. She felt instantly the evil.
So what was she
power.
So upset about?
She was so upset that there was a name coming across the Ouija board several times and my friend wouldn't tell her what it was.
Okay.
Her own kid. So she asked me, I was like, fuck, it's out of the bag. And I don't want to repeat the name here, but I told her the name, and she flipped out. She's like, that's a demonic name. That's a demon.
And we know if you get a name, don't say it.
You don't say it.
Right. Keep away!
Oh!
The sour is mine!
Obviously, thinking about it now, how the hell did she know that was a demonic name right off the
bat? Well, that's what I'm saying.
That was some strange
shit.
Now,
this family, you told me, is a little odd.
Yeah. There's some other odd shit going on there. They had a...
Basically...
Their culture has normally a live-in maid that lives in the house and helps out with the family.
Okay.
My friend basically learned how to kiss, have sex, make out with the maid.
And he was happy about it.
He was thrilled about it. I mean, and she taught the little...
That wasn't right. We all know it wasn't right.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So she taught the younger boy how to make out.
Okay.
And the only way that the maid got busted was that one night when the mother went to kiss the child goodnight, he slipped her the tongue.
Oh my God!
He's like, what? That's how you kiss?
Oh,
she's like,
well,
wait. Where
so,
the fuck you learned that?
You know, clearly there's something
she was
up
gone
with
the next
yeah.
Day.
There's something up with this family.
Right.
All right. So every time I did the Ouija, it's really important to say go over the goodbye
right.
And get out.
Etiquette.
Always do that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and most of the time they listened, you know. But I would always close it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. You have to go over the goodbye.
The
you have to
Jesus
leave.
Christ.
Yeah, you have to leave. You have
right.
to leave my house now.
Yeah.
Happy trail.
Go away. Read some books.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You always close it out like
that's
that.
That's not even etiquette. That's like protocol.
Right.
That's
safety, it is protocol.
Safety
right.
protocol.
All right. So, everybody, I want to hear your Ouija board story.
Yeah.
So
leave it on the blog.
Yeah,
man. Leave it at DomenicoRoss.com on the show blog. You can also tweet it to D at Chasing Domenico. Tell us your stories because this could be a series going on. Just Ouija
it should be because
yeah,
everybody has. Yeah. I mean, and we know that I've got more, but we also know that I don't do it anymore.
Right.
So, the moral of the story?
Don't
do
Ouija.
But if you have, tell me your story.
We could have a bin that said, I used to be another candle. That's a great idea. And then when they bring in those candles, we put them in another bin that says, I used to be another candle.
Yeah.
And then eventually we could just have one that said, trust me, I used to be a lot of candles.
I've been a lot of candles.
Trust me, man.
I've been
other
candles.
That's a mystery clip.
Oh, Jack Ferry, where are we going?
These are our ghost adventures.
GAC!
We got a special one. We're going back to season 4.
Fuck yeah.
The Villisca Axe Murder House! Bing, bing, bing!
Keep yelling, push this axe on my face!
You just don't lock down the equipment.
Rain comes every hour.
Eight people hacked to death.
Push this place. Oh, it's going to bite back big time.
Something keeps pulling me back here, and I want answers.
It's evil.
Villisca, Iowa, the heartland of farming.
Okay.
Surrounded by miles and miles of cornfields, you'd
nice.
Think that this small, quiet town would be filled with nothing but happy history.
No.
This place has a dark side, and that's why we're here.
Yeah! GAC! GAC!
All right, man. Say, I love a good demon house.
Right.
The PVPs in this lockdown are off the charts.
Right. The back part of this is amazing lockdown.
Yeah.
Man.
So, all right, listen. There's a bunch of, like, I'm getting confused.
Right.
How
okay.
many suspects were there?
All right,
because
there
I only know the one that I know did it.
He's guilty.
He's guilty.
All right, so there's three suspects. There's
right.
Senator Frank Jones.
Okay.
A dude named Andy Sawyer.
Yeah.
And then the Reverend George Kelly.
Guilty!
That's who you think would be the underdog, right?
Right.
But apparently he was a traveling preacher who was known to be a peeping Tom.
Come on, right there is enough.
The drifter. The drifter comes in, and that's what happens.
He confessed.
Right.
He confessed to a jury. The jury didn't believe him.
Right.
And then that gave his lawyers an opportunity
to toss
suppress
it.
Right.
Right. And
why didn't they believe him? Because he was a reverend? Did they know he was a peeping Tom reverend?
Peeping Tom reverend? And apparently his confession was very graphic. How do you
did
give
you not tell them that they were the Lord's
chips? Did you not tell them that they were the Lord's chips?
That's from our team today. Nacho Libre.
I was trying to.
I mean, how can you give a graphic confession and not know details because you were fucking there?
All right, the axe is in a town museum. I'm confused about the axe. It wasn't the same one they used. Please explain it to me.
Okay. The guy who runs the museum
yeah.
is the owner of the Axe Murder House.
Okay.
And his name is Darwin Lynn. And he claims to have the actual murder axe because Sheriff Jackson was giving a speech at a Masonic lodge while the real axe was in his possession, right. Mm-hmm. As evidence.
Right.
He left it behind at his speech at the lodge.
See, the good old days, you could just take shit, sell it on eBay.
So he actually had to go buy another axe, and that axe is what they used at the murder trial.
That makes no sense.
I mean, even from that, you know that that the whole trial was fucked from Jump Street.
Right. Johnny Hauser is a paranormal investigator who lives right next door.
Next door.
Not smart. It's like they show the house. It's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
Right. And Chris and Ronald are two other investigators who actually went in the house with a spirit box.
Yeah.
And they're asking, who's here with you? And the EVP they get is
Reverend Kelly.
Who's with you?
Who's that deep?
He's guilty.
That's the guilty one. They get another EVP.
Said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to tell me who you are. Man. It announced itself as Legion.
Legion
means many. You can fight one, but there's always going to be another to take its place.
You know
that's
what it
the
means.
Bomb diggity, yo.
You know what it means just to hear someone say it. There's Legion. Always right. other evil to take its place.
They went there in the name of Jesus
Have
Christ.
Have you ever had feelings for a nun? No way.
No way.
Like Zach in The Exorcist house. As soon as he said that, some shit jumped inside of him.
Whatever was standing there was not playing, and it literally knocked the breath
it
out of
Legion.
Me.
It was Legion. He
was hunched over saying, I feel like I just got hit by a baseball bat. I couldn't talk because I was out of breath.
He told us that we should all check our backs.
Roland says, well, let's check your back. And as I started to raise my shirt off, there were three claw marks that went down my back, and they swiped to the right,
evil
forming the letter
it out
L.
For
it's
you.
Awful ironic that that's what it identified itself as.
Legion.
As Legion.
Of course it did.
Spumoni.
So Zach and Johnny Hauser are speaking again about his proximity to the house, how it's oppressing him, and how it's affecting him. And
so they're upstairs in the bedroom.
Will you show us your power? We'll show you respect if you can show us respect back.
There's no respect in this house.
Talking to Legion, you're not going to get it,
the
Zach.
The closet door closes a little bit.
Fucking
and Johnny
amazing.
Sees it. He's like,
hey. Staring right at it, man.
Who's in there?
Who's in there?
Hi, it's the demons. Zach goes in there, right, and he closes the door. He goes in the closet. Right. He closes the door.
It's fucking
oh,
amazing.
My God.
Dude, there's something bad in this. House.
I know it.
So Linda and Patty used to live in the house with their whole family.
Their
parents,
sisters, yeah.
But what's crazy is that it had parents and brothers and sisters, almost like the whole family that got murdered by the axe house.
When we first moved here, we had to sleep in there on the front room floor.
And in the middle of the night, I heard this little girl crying.
That's the first time I heard voices.
Fuck that shit.
Sound like little girls. When you're a little kid and you hear voices, what do you think? What do you do?
We got up and told Mom our experience. Mom said, oh, it's just your imagination.
The evil dead laugh gets me every time.
The father was sharpening a knife and he felt it being pushed back.
Because all fathers sharpen knives in the kitchen.
It starts coming back towards
you.
That's old school.
A dark, unseen force was trying to take that knife and almost kill your father?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That energy doesn't want anybody here. This is his house.
Whose house?
The guy that did the murder.
Ron's house!
You all right?
No.
The Reverend.
I have to sound.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her.
Yeah, she was extremely physically and emotionally affected by the house from the first interview.
Right, she had to sit down on the stairs.
Talking about what happened and just realizing the atrocity of it.
She's struggling.
There is definitely something not right here. Okay, I want answers. This house talks to me all the time.
It's scary.
She doesn't live anymore.
Been with me my whole life.
Yeah.
It calls me back, and I don't know why.
They know that they can get to you, and they see the emotions that they can cause you. They get off on that.
You see demons jerking off in the corner.
I want to see if I can give her some kind of closure by you speaking to me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is good.
Yeah, the EVPs they get on this is
Do you recognize
great.
Linda?
Yeah. Where is she?
That is personal. You know, you said she keeps coming back to the house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like me and Amityville.
Yes.
All right, let me just say, very recently, shut up, just very recently, there was this article saying that it was for sale.
Right.
Right?
It was wrong.
It was wrong.
Right, it was not for sale.
But what were we trying to do?
We were trying to contact whoever was listing that house. We're like, hey.
Pretend like I wanted to buy it.
Right.
So yes, even though I'm saying I never go back there, I was actually trying to get in and get a tour of the place. Right, yeah,
right.
Actually.
I was
so
surprised. You said, I'll do it.
I know. You're like, I'll just go. I'm like, no, I'm going. And so it's the house next door.
Right, and the house next door to that.
So right, and the house next door, those people have been there since 86.
Right.
And why do I know that? Because I know that.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel the sadness?
I do feel the sadness. I feel it every time I come here. It breaks my heart. Something keeps pulling me back here, and I don't know how much of it is the bad, and I don't know how much of it is the good.
It's all bad. I can't imagine that there's any good. You think, okay, the children are stuck there, and they do get an EVP later on in the lockdown. This isn't even the lockdown yet.
This is the walkthrough.
Yeah. But there's an EVP later on that's like they think it's one of the kids, and it's very creepy.
Yeah.
But it's just all bad. It's just bad news. Right? They go upstairs, and Zach sees a crazy, scary, stuffed clown doll in the chair.
That thing gets up and starts walking to me. I am going to run out of that window and land head first in the grass.
I'm first. Sorry. I'm down the stairs. This, like, out of here.
Doll coulrophobia together, right?
Coulrophobia. I mean, that's the right reaction.
You know, dude, listen, man. Do you think that when we go to the occult museum, I can ask Lorraine about Amityville?
Absolutely.
Should I do? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I have
man.
A question.
Yes. Question.
Should I ask Lorraine Warren about Amityville when we go to her occult museum?
Yeah. Interns.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Of course.
You know, like with Tom, I'm getting obsessed now. I'm thinking about Amityville.
Do you feel that it wants to do harm?
I told my sister when she told me that, you know, you guys wanted to come. I said, I don't want to go back there.
You didn't want to.
I didn't want to.
I'm going to say something a little uncomfortable here, but I would just want a true answer. Do you think that this spirit, do you think he would still want to carry out his act of murder on you two?
I have a feeling that's what he wants to do.
Of course he wants to.
Are you here right now? Do you hear me? Will you give me some answers and give her some answers?
Zach's ready to kick some fucking demon ass.
He's so kinder, and he sees how fucking hard she's having.
I mean, that was so hard. She, left. She walked around. She was, crying, smoking a cigarette. I saw that cigarette. I was like, that shit looks really good. I quit smoking, a long time ago, but now and then.
It's okay. It's okay. I didn't want that to be uncomfortable for you to go in there, all right? We don't know what you guys experienced in there. And that can be terrorizing, and that can live with you for a long time.
Didn't mean to foul it up for you, I'm sorry.
You're not. Please don't apologize. You gotta understand, we understand what this can do.
Right on.
Thank you for coming out here. I know it was very hard for both of you, but I hope we're here in some way, and we're gonna try and communicate with them in hopes of bringing some kind of closure, at least.
This is why all the GAC family ladies love Zach so much, because he is so noble.
He's kind, very kind.
And he kicks demon ass. Let the lockdown begin!
We've got four X's planted in the Velisca Axe murder house. The first X is in the downstairs cellar, where they say they see shadow people and hear growling all the time. Aaron, that's where you're going by yourself tonight. The next X is in the downstairs bedroom where the two neighborhood Stillinger girls were brutally murdered by an axe. They say they hear girls in there crying all the time. The next X is in the upstairs attic where the suspected killer was said to be hiding out before he murdered the entire family. The next X is where the four kids were brutally murdered. But the most profound thing in here is that the house is consumed by a dark entity. We're going to find out if that dark entity is still looking for this. Okay. And if he wants to use this on us.
All right, what's he talking about?
He's talking about the murder
axe. He has the axe.
Yeah, from
the
museum.
The actual axe. He is so gangster.
Roy joins the lockdown, who is a massive skeptic and actually wrote a full book on the Velisca murder house.
Right, very skeptic.
Yeah.
Not of the murders, of the ghosts.
The ghost.
It was at this exact moment during our fourth and final EVP session that we captured something that would even question our skeptic, Roy Marshall.
We're gonna go out right now. Follow me.
Oh man, this is good.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna call Billy. I'm gonna call John. They're gonna let us out. We're gonna go right over there to
They're
capture
in the barn.
This audio and see if we got any voices. Okay.
Oh, you did, baby.
They got one. What did it say, D?
I killed six kids.
Yeah, that's
Get
amazing.
The fuck out of here.
Rain comes every hour.
I killed six kids. That is insane, and that's the Reverend Fuckface, okay? The guy jerking off. The right. fucking
the demon jerking off in the corner.
Peeping Tom. I'm so crazed right now.
The traveling Reverend.
All right, calm down.
So
they're in the barn.
Yeah, while they were there, they didn't even know until the end of the lockdown that they got a door slamming by itself.
Was it the motion detector camera activated thingy?
It was an infrared motion camera.
Yeah.
And you hear footsteps walking up the door.
This is
and the
insane.
Door closed, fully closed.
Yeah.
It's a whole revolution.
It actually sounds like, you know, it walks up to it, but it sounds like he kicks it shut.
Right.
That's what I think. He's like, hey, fuck you. This is my house. I think this will translate.
Yeah,
it's walk, walk, kick. slam, okay? All right, again, walk, kick, slam! You see it, and you see the door slam. It's insane.
Dude, you're almost halfway out of your chair.
My head's
going
to pop off.
That was amazing.
They're the base.
They're the base.
And Ramses.
He's the base. They're the base. That was the stairs. I can't even talk. I'm so excited.
That was the stairs
going
upstairs.
Up to the attic where Reverend Kelly was. I'm just going to say Reverend Kelly.
He was hiding in the closet, just waiting to kill
peep.
The shit.
He's waiting
the
to peep. He peeped, and then he killed. And it's horrible. This is a horrendous right. tragedy.
This is a mass murder.
Was this the same spirit we had angered by capturing its threatening voice?
Yes.
He's coming back into the house. We had no idea we had captured this poltergeist activity.
I'm just sitting here. I don't know what to say. Now you know why I wanted to revisit this lockdown.
Yeah,
we were just talking about this at Chasing Domenico on Twitter. And this lockdown came up. Like this is one of the awesome ones.
So now the crew goes back in and they start a full spirit box
session.
The EVPs start just raining down.
My God.
It's amazing.
Are you scared of us?
No.
Tell me what your name is.
Lena.
One of the girls, man.
12-year-old girl. Her name was Lena. All right, so Zach's like, is that you, Lena? Wanna play?
Are you a little kid that lives here? What's your name?
Another kid.
Paul Moore was the 5-year-old boy who was also killed in this house.
Oh, my God.
But listen,
the demon, the unholy lie, okay? And they pretend that they are children.
Right.
I don't want to believe that those are the children stuck there. I mean, yes, of course, they might be stuck there. Those are demons.
Odds are it's not.
They're demons.
Your mother's in here with this girl. Would you like to leave a message?
Who's up here? I demand you to tell me what your name is.
Yes. Everyone's
really
fine. That's the demon saying, would you like to leave a message?
I'll say that she gets
this was
it.
Clearly a different voice than the children we were hearing downstairs, telling us we were now in the presence of a different spirit.
What is the murderer's name?
Andy
Sawyer was detained by the sheriff as a suspect in the Villisca Axe murders.
Another guy.
The day after the incident, this deranged homeless man made crazed mutterings about the murder to his employer, along with several suspicious relevant actions. His employer's son witnessed Andy Sawyer suddenly jump up and say to himself, I will cut your damn heads off. At the same time, Andy made striking motions. It was also a fact that Andy Sawyer slept with his axe.
All right, man.
But this is just insane.
I know. There's so
I'm
many people
sorry.
That could have done it.
Reverend
man.
Kelly, in detail, confessed. It's him.
Okay. All
the
right.
demons are trying to confuse us. Okay, like Lizzie Bordenhouse, these are very clear, intelligent answers. Yes.
God has blessed us with a new teacher.
Yes.
She hails from the Oaxaca Parish Convent of the Immaculate Heart, Sisters, Lady, Mountains, Guadalupe.
What?
I'm sick of hearing about your stomach.
Oh, Stephen.
What did you just say?
Did you just say?
I hate all orphans.
Say it again to my face.
I hate them.
Come again.
Orphans.
I hate all the orphans
in the whole world.
Orphans. I used to really like Ramses. I wanted to become him. But it turns out
he's a real douche.
That's a barrage of our theme today, Nacho Libre.
All right, right now, Aaron, it's time for you to go down in the cellar. Sorry.
Treat him like an orphan, man. All right. Get out of here.
Go do your thing. All right, man.
No big stuff.
Don't lock this guy down in the cellar. He's been a bad boy.
My pleasure.
With that said, right here in 1912, this axe was taken off of the property. This may be the actual murder weapon. And we just brought it back in the house from the museum. Let's take this axe upstairs and take it in the attic crawl space.
They're bringing it back
home. Where the suspected murderer hid out.
Time to recreate some history.
Come on, man. It's Reverend Kelly. Just say it.
They're bringing the weapon home, man.
I'm like, it's...
That's right, intern. He's okay, man. He's just going rogue.
Sorry, man.
as the interns say, you're Dear Deccan Allen.
All right, man.
I hate all the orphans in the whole world.
Zach and Nick are upstairs right now with the weapon, the axe.
He's in the basement.
It's a trigger object.
By himself.
So if anything evil in this house would be here, it's upstairs with Zach and Nick. So if there are any kids down here hiding from the old scary man, and you're down here
isn't
with
that
me.
Where
can
they said there was like growling in the basement? We know what growling and scratching means. Sorry, Aaron, I don't think those are kids.
No. Is this where you hid the night that you brutally killed this family? Is this the axe that you used to kill 8 people? Just then, my digital recorder captured an EVP that sounds like an evil spirit laughing at my questions. Is this the axe that you used?
And then Zach thinks it's a good idea to lay down on the floor and position the axe over his head.
Hoping that spirit will push it over onto him.
Can you push that axe down on him?
Do you want to keep killing? Push this axe on my face.
Oh my God, he's so gangster.
Holy shit. Right,
there's a bunch of EVPs, EVPs. Really? We're gonna keep them in the dark.
Why'd you kill these children?
Because they don't step in heaven yet. I mean, look. The hairs on my arm are just standing up. That is horrible. Because they don't step in heaven. And it's like, yet. There's like intent behind
me. You're a sinner.
Tell him, Zach. You're gonna give up blood.
Sinister
Herman's
laugh.
Gonna get you. Herman was one of the kids.
Pretending to be one of the kids,
that
man.
That was really scary to me.
Sure.
Herman's gonna get you.
It's evil
very
fucker,
confusing,
man.
And that came from a room that Nick heard toys moving around.
Right behind him.
Yeah, and so then he went in and laid down on the bed the 3 kids died in. Fuck it.
Try to get some more
what
shit.
Church were you at before you came home?
It's a gathering place. It's a gathering place.
Was this spirit one of the victims referring to the church that they were last seen alive before returning home?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how a child
Absolutely.
Would describe a church. Just a gathering place.
It's a gathering place. Right. Come on for this fucking lockdown, man. This is fucking amazing. Woo! Zach, take us out.
Almost 100 years ago, a tiny little home in the heartland of America was transformed forever from quaint and serene to possessed with an evil that must have sprouted from the depths of hell. You want to keep killing? Push this axe on my face! 8 lives senselessly erased by a psychopath.
Damn.
A murderer that has not been punished for a crime that still remains unsolved.
I mean, I'm already
8 souls
clapping.
Still searching for answers. We will never forget you, and we will never forget the Velisca axe murder.
Oh, man! Oh my God, that is amazing. That's
a
great lockdown. And let me just say this, we're having a lot of fun and we're playing, but let's just get this straight.
Yeah.
That is a tragedy what happened there. It's absolutely horrible. Those kids were killed. They were chopped. Everybody was axed
in the face. Right.
In the face.
Right, that's brutal.
And the pictures they have, this is like from 1912, so the drawings, I mean, they're really creepy in itself, but this is terrible.
Yeah.
What a lockdown! Right, GAC family?
Right on.
All right, so listen, it was Reverend Kelly.
Yes.
The gathering place, he was there.
Yes.
He beat them home.
He saw them there and he picked them out.
Right. It wasn't Andy, the crazy deranged guy, the day after these murders happened. And because he's crazy, he's deranged, he heard about it, so now he's talking about chopping everybody
of course,
up.
Of course.
It was the Reverend, they were there, he was there, he beat them home and he killed them. And that is who it is.
Yeah.
Why don't they just announce it to the world so everybody will know that this is the piece of shit that did it. I don't care. He's the piece of shit that did it. Give the family some justice and let's name the murderer once and for all.
Yeah, man.
Ghost Adventures has to go back there.
Hell yeah, man.
GAC family, who do you think the murderer is? A, Senator Frank Jones,
mm-hmm.
B, Crazy Andy,
nice.
Or C, Reverend Kelly? We all know I think yeah, C. Yeah, so tell absolutely. Me at Chasing Domenico or on the blog.
Leave it at DomenicoRoss.com. Leave it on the show blog right beneath there. We'd love to hear what you want to hear.
It's C. And if you don't agree with me, then fuck you.
I'm Ricky Bobby. You don't chew Big Red.
Fuck you. Yeah. Ricky Bobby.
If you ain't first, you're last.
First or last, baby.
Can you realize the implications of your actions right now?
What's implications mean?
I say that shit all the time.
You do it all the time.
Doesn't
now,
matter where it is, where we, whenever I hear that word, I'm like, what's implications mean? Ricky Bobby.
Why did Ricky Bobby stop by, Dee?
Why? Because this is chapter 4. Here's some more. And Will Ferrell can stop by anytime.
Hey!
Hey! The interns love that shit.
But
man.
Seriously, man. They yeah. have to go back to the Axe house. They have to go back to Lizzie Borden. Yeah. And they have to go back to Saddam's rectory.
Fuck.
There's some unfinished yeah. business everywhere.
Yeah, I know. GAC fan would love
I could
to
see them
that,
doing
man.
That. I think yeah. they would want to go.
Yeah.
It's the perfect trifecta. The best and worst things happen in threes.
They do, man.
That's why I'm so excited about Aftershocks on April 26th.
The new series.
Hosted
man.
By Zach Bagans. Yeah. Who's up first on that?
A great one. Bobby Mackey and Brooke Del Lodge.
That's probably why Bobby Mackey retweeted. I was having a conversation last week with Melody, Joella, Miranda, and Callie. Yeah. I'll be giving them shout-outs because they were why I wanted to do the Ex-Murder House. We yeah. were talking. And anyway, so we mentioned Bobby Mackey, yeah. and he retweeted the conversation. And then the next day, we're like, did you see that Bobby Mackey retweeted yeah. us? And he retweeted that.
I mean, just stop and think, like, how bizarre a year ago would it be if you thought, hey, man, Bobby Mackey's going to be retweeting my shit.
You're a great American. This nation owes you a huge debt.
Oh, this is so kind.
Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job. My job.
It's a mystery clip.
So I really hope they go to Saddam's rectory. I mean, I've been itching for that. I yeah. want to know the update on that couple, man. I still can't get over that face they saw, that picture. All right, Netherworld, that was good too, going yeah. into the catacombs.
Yeah.
Would you have gone down with those guys,
no.
the illegal guys?
No.
It was like...
the first reaction when Zach walked around the corner and
was the right
speaking,
one. He yeah, knew.
He's like, maybe this is a little sketchy.
Yeah, these guys were a little iffy, but yeah. the girl, he was so good to her, so protective. Yeah. That's why we all love Zach.
Going
well, that's
with...
one of the many reasons why we love Zach.
Right.
He was very protective of her.
Yeah, going down with the cataphiles.
Who do you think stole the cameras? The assholes that took them down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the right thing.
Absolutely.
Drinking.
Right, of course. So like, hey, wait a minute. These guys have a lot of expensive camera equipment. We're just going to follow them through the tunnels that we know like the back of our hand and fucking
and
take
gonna
their shit.
And then we're going to steal their shit.
Yeah, steal their shit and sell it. Buy more booze.
Going close, not that easy. It's political, obviously.
It is political, obviously.
They cut my hairs, okay?
Okay.
You gave them permission to hurt me like this.
Again.
They cut my hairs, okay?
Okay.
You gave them permission to hurt me like this.
Steven.
That's what you get for going down in the catacombs with them. One more time. Come on.
They cut my hairs, okay? But you gave them permission to hurt me like this.
I love Steven, man.
So that's from our theme today, Nacho Libre.
All right, I want to give a horror movie recommendation. It's
okay.
called Contracted.
Do not come into contact with anyone until we can determine what it is we're dealing with.
Never ever listen to their doctors.
I couldn't even watch the trailer, man. That was horrible.
And it's extremely. I wasn't gonna like suggest
it
because because it's so disturbing. But it's like
yeah.
no, but that's what you want. And if you love zombies,
right.
listen. It's so disturbing. It's just. I don't even want to say anything about it, guys. I'm just recommending see it. See Contracted, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And I want to remind you to watch the horror documentary, The Haunted Boy.
Yeah,
and that's
that was
on
great.
Yeah, that's on Amazon. But a lot of people yeah. from the Ghost Adventures lockdown at Exorcist House
yes.
being interviewed and talking. There's a lot.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of information. You find more about the real story of The Exorcist. It's really scary and disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
And I'm really, really angry that I don't own it yet. Okay, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, everyone needs to see the horror documentaries Cropsey
yeah.
and Killer Legends.
Yeah,
Cropsey's
man.
On Netflix. Hopefully Killer Legends will be on Netflix
Wait till
soon.
Netflix.
Right, and they were playing it on Chiller TV.
Yeah.
Again, guys, we're not like sponsors or anything.
No.
I only recommend the things that I love, and I'm trying to spread the love. And as far as the Occult Museum, Lorraine Warren's Occult
yes.
Museum, we are going,
we're
guys.
Going, man.
Doesn't seem like we're gonna make the May thing because I'm just fucking broke. But we are going
go.
And I will. Big step in front of Annabelle.
You heard it here first.
Okay, Aaron. I tweeted out my pic of my Ron Burgundy doll.
Yeah, that's great.
Big step in.
Big step
I haven't
right.
gotten any love back.
But you still
I'm
did
waiting
it.
For
if
it.
If the man had ejaculated and then punched you in the face,
yeah.
we'd have a real good shot at catching him.
What?
That's a mystery clip.
Come on,
happened.
You know what time it is. It's evolution. Revolution.
Bring your mind.
Serious music. You know why? Because I'm seriously pissed off.
Dude's pissed.
We are going to get really fucking serious today.
Yeah.
We are talking about bullying. Bullying. Cyberbullying.
Yeah.
This is the round table where we sit down and we speak our truth.
Yeah.
I got you jacked up,
but now
I got to ask you to jack down.
Okay.
Right. Jacked up as far as your feelings and what's going on, because this is serious. But again, in Evolution Revolution, we ask everybody to keep it down so we can sit down.
And just let the emotions
and
feelings
and we
go.
Can have a serious conversation,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, yeah.
You won't be hearing any Nacho Libre quotes going on in this particular section of Evolution Revolution. You will later on.
Right, of course.
This is about cyberbullying and abuse
extreme
of animals.
Yeah.
This happened in Riverdale, New York. There's a, I'm going to call her a bully bitch, goes
okay.
to shelters,
right.
gets cats,
right.
and then releases them into a park, a public park.
By her home.
By her home, but is calling it a what?
A feral cat community that,
right.
that she is hosting and loving
right.
in her mind.
It's not a feral cat community.
No.
She thinks she's on a farm or some
right.
shit.
Right.
So basically what she does is go and like feed them every day and something.
Right.
That's not sheltering.
No.
That's not making sure they're safe and
not
healthy.
At all,
right.
Man.
Okay. So
takes them out of a shelter.
Yes. Yeah. So a good Samaritan sees this particular cat, takes it to a local
right.
vet.
It's in distress.
Yes. And
right.
the cat's fucked up.
Right.
And the woman vet took care of this cat.
Right.
This cat needed a lot of work.
A lot of medical
weeks
care.
Of medical care.
Right.
So in the goodness of her heart, took this animal home with her.
Thinking of the pet first.
Fostering it.
Right.
Giving it the care they need.
And, you know, there's another reason why she couldn't leave it in the clinic overnight. It was because the cat was afraid of men and other patients.
Oh
so
my God.
It had trauma.
Let's just call him Carl, because that is what the cat's name is. His name is Carl.
Carl the cat.
Right. So on like two levels, this woman, this vet saint, I'm going to call her.
Did the right thing.
Did the right thing.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So the bully bitch, like 4 or 5 days after the fact, after,
right.
you know, locally asking around, found out that this cat was at this particular vet.
Right.
Came in, was like, give me my cat. And the saint vet was like,
show me some proof.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Make sure you own it because it came in as a stray.
Yeah. And this cat is fucked up. No, I want my cat back. And the vet rightly so was like, no, this cat was in bad health and la, 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 la.
Right.
Okay, so the bully bitch
files a civil lawsuit.
Right. Against the vet, the clinic,
right.
and gets about 4 people, and it's a small community, guys, so
right.
it really does make a difference,
yeah.
to pick it outside.
Sit outside the clinic.
But they didn't just stay outside. She'd come in with people, harass the vet.
Upset her business.
I want to make it clear that this bully bitch that goes around to shelters, adopts these cats and then releases them into a public park, wasn't going to shelters that were abusive and needed to be taken out of bad shelters.
Not at
she
all.
Is a crazy person
right.
that thinks she's on some kind of mission,
right.
takes these animals and just throws them out in the wild. And because she got upset about this, 3 outside organizations or people came in, and those are the cyber bullies now.
Right.
And there was one main ringleader who doesn't even live here, lives in Texas, is giving a count by count of what's going on in the neighborhood.
Right.
In New York here. We're in New York. She doesn't know shit.
Right.
Making fun and saying, why does the vet have all these locks? And na-na-na-na-na.
Right.
Because
she's trying to keep out a crazy person.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And this bitch in Texas doesn't know what she's fucking talking about.
And she wrote all over so many articles, blogs, and she is all over
it. Is responsible for this. Because, yes, they're out there too.
Right.
Bad vets, negligence, all this shit. Yes, that's a real thing.
Right.
So these kinds of people got a hold of this story and got involved.
Right.
But they did not have the right information.
No.
And they, on many platforms.
Many platforms, over months.
I have the name of these people.
Right.
I have their Twitter accounts.
Right.
I have their Facebook. I have a picture of them. I can I can easily fuck these people up.
Right.
The friends of this podcast are against bullying, are against animal abuse.
Right.
And if I were to give their names,
they'd be fucked.
They would be fucked. Let me tell you,
they
will be dealt with.
Yeah.
She will be dealt with, because people, WT Wizard and I went there.
Yeah. And we saw the memorial that's hung up in the window of the shop.
Excuse me. There's a memorial because the saint vet
killed herself.
Because these people are relentless on different formats. And now they are celebrating. celebrating on public forums
that
this vet killed herself.
And they're even ridiculing her after she's dead. There's like several tweets like, oh, was it heroin that killed her? I can't believe it. And also, I can't believe she killed herself just because she was going to be caught lying. She obviously had several other problems.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
They made fun of her ethnicity, so they're racist too.
Right.
She was a small practice, so they're jumping on her for that. She just opened her practice,
brand
right?
Brand new small business owner trying to do good, and they're ridiculing her for only having one staff member. That's what you do when you open a
That's
month
right.
before.
And the other side of this tragedy is that Carl the Cat is back with the bully bitch. I'm sorry. WT, I'm sorry.
I gotta say it, right?
Say it.
Her name is Gwen Jurmark, J-U-R-M-A-R-K. Now, that's listed on the petition site
right.
at change.org. All the names are there. You can research it yourself. Make your own decision, form your own opinions, and do what you feel is right
and
in your heart.
And I want to reiterate that the main cyberbully that jumped on this bandwagon...
Yeah, doesn't even live here.
Doesn't even live here.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet she's telling everybody what happened in the neighborhood. Okay,
right.
So she's just getting it from...
From Gwen.
Right, her side of the story.
It serves her purpose because all her feeds are about... She had one bad experience. All her feeds are about bad veterinarians.
Yes, and so, there are vets out there that abuse animals.
Right.
Yes, it's a real thing. And unfortunately, the cyberbully had an experience with her cat.
Right.
And I have empathy, not for her anymore, for the cat.
Right.
And so she lists all like bad places.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. But she's wrong here. She projected all of her anger that she had about her cat onto this situation, and she didn't have the right information.
Right, because all
and her information is on the petition information.
Right,
and I think maybe Julian Lennon's White Feather Foundation might be interested in something like this.
They just might.
Now, how many votes do they need, and how many votes do they already have?
They have a little over 4,000, and they only need 5,000.
Come
They're
on,
very
come
very
on,
close,
we got to do
man.
This. This is
so
bullshit.
GAC family, podcast listeners, do you know what to do? Again, go there, read
I swear
it,
to God, the
opinion.
Cyber bully. I want to say her fucking account on Twitter, man.
It's listed on
petition. It's on, right, exactly, okay.
It's there
I'll
for
be above the bullshit.
Right.
And fans of Ghost Adventures and GAC family can relate to this kind of bullying. You have a handful of people that are relentless. They pick on you, and then they go to other forums.
Other
like
platforms.
Right. I'm not even going to say the name of the other one because I'm not even
going
to give them free promotion.
Right.
So you guys can understand how desperate this Saint Vet felt, and she killed herself.
And this was over a 6 month period. I mean, that's not a long time.
And
that's
this
a lot
just
of damage
and she
in
just
6 months.
She just committed suicide February. Was it 16th?
February 16th.
All right, that's 2 months ago.
So if this story has touched you and you want to hold cyberbullies accountable in the real world, legally in the real world,
right.
There is a petition.
And animal abuse.
And animal abuse as well. There is a petition.
That's everybody right. that listens to
right.
this podcast.
Right,
the
right.
good people.
Yeah. You can go to change.org, which I'm sure everybody knows that. It's a huge petition site. It's a very legit site. And you can search for Dr. Koshy. It's K-O-S-H-I. Just search Dr. Koshy, and you will find the petition to hold the cyberbullies accountable legally for what they did.
Right.
For the
make it clear.
Death of her.
Yeah, make it clear what people are signing a petition. Because I want to be those people like, hey, sign this, and you don't know what you're signing up for.
What you're signing is a petition to hold the people who bullied her over 6 months, hold them legally accountable for her death.
And the petition also covers the three outside organizations that jumped on the bandwagon that stand for Against Vet Abuse, all of that. Real things, because they have their own tragic stories.
Right.
But they did not have the information.
They didn't want to know the information.
They
apparently got
on because the bully bitch was crying wolf.
Right. And they had similar stories that they heard this woman crying about, and they jumped on.
Right. And they went, they're the ones that made it go seriously viral.
Right. And so that's why she felt it was coming at her from every
because
angle
because it was. And that's what the GAC family can relate to.
Absolutely, man.
People that go, they put it out there, and it's all over the place. And the person being bullied feels like killing themselves.
Right. They can't even turn around without more shit being thrown at
WT
them.
WT Wizard and I went to the park. We saw it.
Yeah.
There's no fucking community there.
No,
it's crazy person.
Right.
But I'm not giving out her Twitter at information because pretty much everybody that listens to this podcast would jump on it. And I'm not trying to be a bully. The way to get back is to sign this petition.
Absolutely.
And this is really a pivotal moment, I feel. Everybody knows that we're against bullying. And this will set a precedent. A lot of people commit suicide.
Right.
And people need to be accountable for it.
Right.
That's right.
Legally, that's right. Legally in the real world,
yes.
Hold them accountable.
That's right.
Not just be like, oh, you stop it. You shouldn't do it. You're
right.
a bad moral person.
It happens more often than people know.
Right.
So it's time to really take matters into our own hands and make it a serious, real thing.
Right. Make it and a serious crime.
And in this, an animal was abused. I feel it was abused
right.
because she got it back.
Right. And she's going to throw it back in the park.
Right.
Right.
Clearly, I'm outraged. Because we stand for no bullying, I like to give organizations that people can go to if they need some support. Now,
right.
there's one, you know, Free to Love
right.
on Twitter.
Which is free_2_love, L-U-V.
That's a good place to go if you're
right.
feeling bullied. Now, I want to tell all the podcast fan friends that if you know of places that are good communities for, you know, stop bullying and all that, tell
right.
me about it.
Right.
Tell me to at Chasey Domenico.
Right. Contact
Dee. Yes. And I will put it out on the podcast because it's important that we get this support
right.
information out there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not
right
fucking
on.
Around here. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Oh, stop bullying. Stop bullying. Why? Because it's trendy. You know what I mean?
Right,
I mean,
no.
let's fucking take matters into our own hands.
Yeah.
And this story is absolutely tragic.
Yeah.
And we are going to get a picture of the memorial
that is set up at the doctor's office.
Yes.
And
yes.
take a picture of it, and Dee will tweet it out and
yes.
let you know that that's exactly what it is, so you can see for yourself.
That's right. And perhaps, Gwen, we should have a poster in each of these shelters and let them know that this bitch is taking their pets
Not
and
home.
Putting them into a park.
Right.
Perhaps that's what should happen.
Absolutely. That's what should
happen. I'm a bit of a spark plug.
Go, Will. Now we can do some fucking natural
Nothing
Libre
like
clip.
A little stepbrother's Dee's attention, baby. Yeah, now we can have some clips.
I'm not listening to you. You only believe in science. That's probably why we never win.
Why is it true?
We never win because you are fat.
The way he says that.
I'll never be a hero to anybody. Wanna know why?
Why?
Because I suck. I know. I've been
I'll
gone because I had a lot of churchy opportunities. Outside of the open.
What?
What? Our theme today, Nacho Libre. Oh, yeah.
All right. This fucking song. All right, some good news.
This is the Lola update
yeah,
song.
Yeah, some good animal-like
yes.
news. Lola, thank you, everybody, for all the love that you've
yes.
been sending us. Stupid, man.
I love
this
TV
song. Yeah, all right, thank you for all the love you guys have been giving Lola.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say that she's doing good.
She's
no
adjusting.
Seizures since her medication.
Yeah, right.
She's still a little loopy, but better.
Right.
It's the back legs. It's a very weird-looking thing, but it is. It's still Lola. She's got her little quirks and stuff, and that's really good to see.
You named the back leg thing the pumpkin head stand.
Because it does. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
As far as the MRI is concerned, it's actually more expensive than we were quoted.
Yeah.
But so far, so good.
And on to positive pet charities.
Curly Tail Pug Rescue.
Yeah,
love them
like
at
him.
Curly Tail Pug Rescue and on Facebook as well.
And Oscar.
Oscar, they saved him from Hurricane Sandy afterwards.
Yeah.
And God bless his fucking little pug soul. I mean,
we got pictures of you and Oscar. We're great.
You know, I mean, this side, I mean, I got to tweet out some pictures of him.
Yeah.
I mean, his tongue is out and it's just, but he's beautiful and they have a foster home for him and they
yeah.
do really, ow, really good. Didn't do it so far in the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Really great work here in New York.
And another one is Animal Haven, which is
yeah.
at Animal Haven.
Right.
And that's another one that you give to monthly.
Yeah.
But yet, they don't follow you back on Twitter.
They don't follow me back on Twitter. It did hurt my feelings, but not enough to stop giving to the monthly.
Right.
Because they really, you know, cats, dogs, you know, horses,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And they really rescue a lot of animals from, like, dog fights and that kind of shit. And
right.
that stuff is really upsetting.
Right.
And they do really great work. And
yeah.
both of them are in New York. And I encourage everybody to support your local ASPCA.
Yes.
Of course, ASPC Nevada
for
Zach.
Right, of course.
We always ask people to adopt, rescue.
Right.
But listen, people, let's not bully the people that don't want to, that want
right.
to get dogs or cats, you know, and not have a rescue. Let's
sure.
not do that shit, you know. Let's just promote it.
If you're giving love, you're giving love.
Yeah, so cut that shit, right, you know.
right.
And again, if you know places that are good organizations for animals, let
yeah.
me know at Chasing Domenico, and
Always
I will put
them.
It out on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's important to get this information out there.
As a community,
feel
work
me?
Together.
This is Green
yeah,
Green.
It is. It is. Boom!
Dee, what is the seventh rule of Glam Dream Pop?
Be handsome.
Oh,
There are nine rules of glam dream pop, baby.
Now look them up at
DominicoArtist.com.
This is Video Killed the Radio Star. The fan friends of the podcast voted what 80s remake would you like D to do?
And you said Video Killed the Radio Star.
D said.
Yes. So download it at DominicoArtist.com. Yes. All right, it's time for me to give some
Twitter shout outs, D. What
thank,
do you do?
Thank you very much. Okay, one of my VIPs, one of the Tolmec family members, fine tuned her alter ego, and it is Goddess of the spiritual world, yeah. And she has a mystical veiled cloak. She pretty much can do anything with that. And that's
endless.
Jen at Paperflowers 85.
That's a fucking awesome.
Okay, author. Next four girls are from GAC family. And I mentioned them earlier, okay? Our conversation over at Chasing Domenico led me to do the Axe Murder House,
all
right?
They inspired our choice
for
lockdown,
so let me,
so
okay,
you.
Of course, Melody at Pyrite Girl 77.
Yeah,
Joella at Rosie J. Miranda at Miranda _Grove and Callie at Black and Blue. That's N Black and Blue 76.
Yeah.
Bobby Mackey retweeted all of us.
That's
all right.
Crazy, man. That's awesome.
Boom!
Boom!
Boom that, baby.
Hey!
Robert at Mr. Eerie. That's E-E-R-I-E Mist. Spumoni!
He is your Amityville guy.
He is. Yeah. Nice to have you back, baby. If Ghost Adventures did another paranormal challenge, WT, would you do it?
Hell yes.
I would too. And you know who I would go with? You know who my team would be?
You wouldn't go with me?
Well, yes, I would go with you. You would be the one that we, like Aaron, we would throw you in the dark, okay?
But
I'm going
to room 18.
You know the name of my team?
What?
It would be the Tolmec family.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
he would Tara Shea, Trevor, Tara Shari, Melody, Dawn, Jen, and Bethany. And we would win. We would win!
I don't want to get paid to lose. I want to win!
We would, and it would be glorious.
It would be glorious. All right, man. Everything online is Domenico Artist.
Yeah.
The website, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Vine,
bang.
Instagram,
boom.
And coming up soon, Pinterest.
I got to get my Pinterest on.
That is a hell of a lot of content, but Dee puts out great graphics all the time.
I'm a little slow on the uptake. I got to work on my Instagram better.
So if you want to connect with the podcast.
They keep changing formats. I think, man.
You send a picture, like, how do I interact? But DM your questions or comments about the podcast to Twitter, at Chasing Domenico. That's where you DM your messages.
Yeah.
You can listen and comment on the episode page at DominicoArtist.com.
Yeah, and bookmark it while you're there,
bookmark it. Send your Ouija stories in.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to hear your Ouija stories because I know you got
them. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Network, and you'll automatically get each episode on the full fucking moves.
All right, man. Did you set that up? Because I know I didn't.
I did. I set it up good, man.
I'm just the talent.
So I should have to worry about the kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Guys, there's no machine to promote creative, independent artists like Domenico.
Now,
there
that's
isn't.
The truth. Now he's speaking the truth,
She's
man.
The artist of the people.
Oh, fuck.
And the people have the opportunity to rise up.
Do the people know that?
Yes. And they can support an independent and authentic person who only gives
all
love,
right. That's
light,
true. That's
empowerment,
that's
and joy.
That's fucking right. Peace, love, empathy.
All to the podcast and the music. And your power is in sharing the message that you already know and believe. And you need to share the music.
Yeah, share the podcast. And the currency is retweet, shares, and downloads. And then you can get all up in my veg.
Get it all up in your veg.
And at DominicoArtist.com, you don't need any money. Why? Because
everything is free.
Inception train saying we better get ready for that kick to get us back from Planet Tolmec.
Right.
My dream of fabulousness, free shit.
The fantastic dream.
A free love and love
awesome,
back.
Awesome, D.
And glitter. But first.
Do you believe there is a demi-monde?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A half world between what we know and what we fear.
Definitely.
A place in the shadows.
If you listen to this podcast.
Rarely seen, but deeply felt.
Totally.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds like a warning.
It's an invitation.
Raise your hand if you're super psyched for Penny Dreadful next month on Showtime.
It's like, what's implication mean?
It's implication. If you listen to this podcast, then you'll probably be excited about something scary like this.
Hell yeah,
Game
man.
Of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
Draconis! I mean, I'm going crazy here. So many good shows. And of course, the Borgias. Come on, save the Borgias already. I'm making graphics out there.
And they're being used by everybody.
Yes,
man,
okay. And I'm getting
good.
No credit. No, and I'm putting out a link, guys.
Yeah.
You got to vote for season 4.
Right.
I need Cesare. Don't get me started with Cesare.
Okay? Cesare pillow idea was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, can you make a Cesare pillow? And then I can wake up to him. And now they're like talking about making it and raising funds. And I not going to get any credit for that either. Okay. Only one person was like, hey, can I use your graphics? I'm like, sure, you go ahead.
There's love given
There's a lot of stealing going on Twitter. Twitter is a very emotional platform. You know what I mean?
When you get as natively engaged as you do, it's very emotional.
Right. Hey, guys, just for the record, if like for some reason I unfollow you, it's not me. Unless we have a falling out, and that doesn't happen too often. If we have a falling out, then you're a stupid dick.
Stupid dick.
They just tell me because it happens on Twitter and it happens with my account, you know? Like, so I don't even know it. Don't get upset like, oh, D unfollowed me. No, tell me.
Say,
tell
hey, D,
me. Be like, hey,
me.
Man. And I'll be like, exactly. And I'll buy you dinner or something. Sure. Give you a reach around.
Everybody's going to unfollow and follow you back now.
Exactly.
This is the music for the Chase Domenico podcast
Drinking Game. What were the drink counts for the last podcast, episode 33?
And we honored Walk Hard,
the Dewey Cox story.
And that was 52 drinks.
Not bad. So not bad.
Inching back up, nowhere near what it was.
For us, that's not bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Not bad.
All right, so let's read the rules again, okay, that the interns made up.
Here we go.
Bang, bang.
You hear a quote. That's also a drink. Two drinks right there. You hear a quote from our movie theme of the day, which is Nacho Libre. Mm-hmm. Anytime Domenico says the word fuck,
just you, me, in any fucker, motherfucker,
you
that's three
us,
right there.
You hear us say evolution, revolution, or free your mind.
Yeah, and free your mind, not and or. Both.
Both. You hear us say mystery clip.
Yep.
When you hear us transport the Tolmac.
Just like that.
Like that.
Drink.
Every time Domenico says bang, and those are all multiples. Bang, 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 bang,
right.
bang, bang.
Just each bang is a drink.
Every time Domenico snorts.
Yes.
So those now, are the in-house rules.
All right, I've made up a new rule, guys.
Okay.
You cannot say drink, drank, or drunk while you are playing, or you have to take a drink. That
reversal.
Is the golden rule.
All right, interns.
Okay, and a special Tolmac rule.
Yes.
You have to play as your party alter ego.
Yes.
If you're Sir Chugs-a-Lot,
right.
you can't call somebody by their name. It has to be Sir Chugs-a-Lot. And don't say, hey, Sir Chugs-a-Lock, drink, because you're going to have to drink.
A shot of Jägermeister.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player.
If you think you're a player, add the gangster rule, which is the drink count, to the Ghost Adventures lockdown we do. Today was Velisca Axe Murder House. Do that.
That was a mouthful, man.
And call the car services, because you ain't going to make it home.
Hell no, man.
This is for reals.
That is for real.
Go, Steven.
Chasing Domenico is the glam dream pop version of a podcast.
All right, D. What movie are we going to honor for the next podcast?
Okay, for episode 35, we are honoring, say it with me, Anchorman
2! And breaking down the barriers of race by assimilation.
And on that note, which one of you convicts with the longest record can pass me the mashed potatoes?
You have until the next full moon, which is May 14th,
Wednesday, May 14th, to watch
Anchorman 2.
Yes.
There's Jack Ferry.
Yeah.
It must be time to depart from Planet Tolmac, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the
after-after-after
party is at DomenicoArtist.com.
Yeah.
Bookmark it,
baby.
It's
my cookies. I am Nacho. The luchador.
Yeah, baby.
Today I'm going to sing, at
the special,
party.
Special version for you guys.
I sneak in past the guards, and then I sing inside the party. I'm not supposed to be here, but things. Singing at the party. No one ever stopped me from the singing at the party.
I
know it's fun to race. And I smiled right to the face. Punch to the face.
Elbow to the face.
But you cannot do it.
You cannot do it.
It's written in the Bible.
What about me?
What about you, man?
I don't think I can leave you.
Good luck.
I think I know someone who can help you.
Yeah.
The Lord?
The Lord?
No.
Wow.
He's a water gypsy.
Why did I think of that?
Those eggs were alive. Alive!
Hey, everybody!
They give me no eagle powers! They give me no nutrients!
Sorry. He's pissed.
You always love that shit.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room. It's for fun.
What?
I couldn't have anybody see my face, Steven.
Come on.
You're always complaining of never having priestly booties. Here is your big booty.
God be with you.
What else?
Anyways,
ignores a nun,
have I focused too much on my boots and all my fame and my stretchy pants?
Oh, it's the confession.
Maybe
from Nacho.
You want me to fight and give everything I win to the little ones who have nothing, so they can have better food and a better life.
Right, it's a rusty servant of the Lord.
I need to land at the battle champ.
Bless your mission.
Bless my mission, and that you want me to be a wrestling servant of you.
Yeah.
I smell cookies. I hate all the orphans in the whole world.
Of the Jason Domenico podcast.
You stay cookies.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly.
So you went to make a name for yourself.
Don't just have a good night.
Orphans.
Have an American night.
Your faith will return just as sure as the sun will rise.
Sounds like a long shot.